Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Maronim Arazi Shehichyu and the schus chayu chevet feyu Rabbis Michal Yehudi Spasia. And we are continuing our series of shiurim. It's just so exciting for me to be learning this together with you. The letters of the very holy, saintly, genius and scholar, Rabbi Yekusiel Yehuda Halberstam, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh Levracha, the Kreuzenberger Rebbe. And we are on letter Nun Dalid in the Shefa Chaim. We have the Shefa Chaim, six volumes of Nichtevei Torah. This is the first volume. And Rabbeinu here writes about Purim, so we are just, Purim is right behind us, but it's Chodesh Asher Nefach Lehem, it's a din in the Chodesh. So it's kedai to learn it the whole month. It's always kedai to learn it, but particularly in the Chodesh of Adar. And this, it doesn't have a date on it. I always like to date it, but this doesn't have a date. It just says Baruch Hashem Kiryat Sanz. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Lechvod Anshei Shlomenu, Harabonim, Hasidim, Hamufloim, Muflogim, Shomrei HaTorah, Ve'Amunah, Beis HaMedrash, Beis Baruch. V'Yemei HaPurim, HaMizkar, V'Mavor, Nala Mazkeres, Ava, V'Yedidus, HaKshura, B'Lev. So he says, I want to, Purim is coming close. I want a sign of love and friendship that's connected to the heart. Asher Ola Baruchi Levar, B'Migilad Av Heil, M'Beis, M'Lach Alo Kabilu Alayu. So the Gemara says that the first pasuk says Mishta v'Simcha v'Yomtiv, and then the next pasuk doesn't just says it just says Simcha Mishta, doesn't say Yomtiv. So the shaila is, why does it not say Yomtiv the second time? The Gemara says because the Jews didn't accept upon themselves Yomtiv. They didn't want to accept it. It was made as a Yomtiv, but the Jews didn't accept it, so it wasn't a Yomtiv. That's why. It's not a Yom Tov. And the Shaila is, why don't they want it to be a Yom Tov? Another Ha'ara is that originally it says, V'Yom Tov U'Mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'eyu. That's Esther, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yates. An inviter in Pasuk Chav Beis, it adds on Matanos, Mishloach Manos Ishtoreu, Matanos Lav Yainim. They added on Matanos Lav Yainim. So Meikara, what were they thinking that they didn't make it for Matanos Lav Yainim? So in the Gemara of Abbasland, Avdalad Amr Aleph, Gemara says, why was Daniel punished? Because he gave an Eitzah to Nebuchadnezzar. He told him, V'chatoich B'tztaka Proik. Avisicha B'mita B'mitan L'Anyin. The pasuk in full reads, Lahain Malka Malki Yishbar Aloch V'chato'och B'tztaka Firuk V'avayasach B'michan Aniyon Anoyin Hain Tehvei Olcha Lish Shlev Soch. Therefore, O King, may my advice be acceptable to you. Redeem your sins by beneficence and your iniquities by generosity to the poor, then your serenity may be extended. Okay, so that's Daniel's Eitzah to Nebuchadnezzar to give tzedakah. And that's why he was punished. What are you giving Eitzahs to Nebuchadnezzar for? And the Gemara says, how do you know Daniel was punished? If it's because it says, V'tikra Esther la'asach, so Mara says that it makes sense that he was punished, where we see in the pasuk that Esther called Hasach. Hasach is Daniel. And why is he called Hasach? Hasach, the hey is interchangeable with a ches. And chatchu migdulasai, he was cut off from his gedula. In Tosis there it says that according to the Targum, he was actually killed. That's why it says Vayigidu leMordechai, and it doesn't say anything about Hasach, because Hasach had been killed. So you see that Daniel was punished, according to Tosfos, bringing the Targum, by being killed, because he gave a good eitzah to Nebuchadnezzar to give tzedakah. The question is, why was this eitzah, why was this punishment misakev for 70 years? So we'd like to explain why the punishment was held off for so long. Because in Megillah 12a it says, why were they punished? Because they were nana from the Suda of that Rasha. And the Sefer Kava Yasher in the old edition, in the new edition, for whatever reason it's missing, in the 88th parak, 98th parak, it says this onesh was that they took gifts from this guy and they were nene from him. They got benefit from him. And like we see in Bava Basra and Daf Yud Amud Beis, B'Yavosh K'tzira Tishavarna, that when the goyim have a schus, so then they can still have power over us. So this is giving them a schus. So where did the Jews get this idea from? Be nana from the Akum, and the answer is from Daniel, because Daniel got they gave an eitzah to Nebuchadnezzar lemechan anyan, like we read before. Bemichan anoyin, to be givchein, to be generous to the poor. And Rashi writes, Sota 21a. I love the Bikias of the Rebbe. It's astounding. It's just not only in Shas, Bavlin, Yerushalmi, but in Rishonim and Achronim. Remember, this is people working without computers, just in his head. He's putting it all together. So Sirashi and Soto, Chafalef Amar Aleph writes, V'chein osa nevuch, and Dibra Maskel, Hein Tehave, V'chein osa nevuch ad netzach, hoye mekabitz b'chol yoyim, aniye Yisrael shehevi b'goyla. So Nebuchadnezzar would gather the poor of the Jewish people that he brought to the Gola, to the exile, and they needed mizonos, they needed food, and he would be mefarnes them. That's what Daniel's kavana was, because he saw that the Jews were going from door to door collecting. So Mele gave this eitz to Nebuchadnezzar. There the Jews got the idea to take from the Goyim. That's why they went to be Nana Misudas or Shalosa Rasha. So that's why now the sin of Daniel was Misairer. And now that's why Chatchu Migdula, so he was punished. He was either knocked down from his Gedula, or like the Targum says, he was actually killed, not just knocked down from his Gedula, like the Gemara says, Chatchu Migdula, so, but actually killed. Because now was Misairer, the punishment of Daniel, because now the Jews were using that same idea of Daniel, of being nana from the Goyim, and that gives them an extra schus that they can rule over us and hurt us. So at this point, Daniel was punished. Well, be'emes, if the Jewish people had been mefarnes to each other, they wouldn't have needed to run to the Goyim. And then Daniel wouldn't have needed to give the eitzah to Nebuchadnezzar to be mefarnes to the Jews. And then they wouldn't have needed to be nana misudas or shalaisa rosha. And then the whole problem wouldn't have started. Lo yiganu lan sheiganu, lo yigiu. And that's why we have this gevaldike tikkun of matanos le'evyonim. Is that awesome? Super awesome. Because the matanos le'evyonim is, we wouldn't have ended up at the suit that we given to each other. Wouldn't have needed the tovus of the guy. So now that we've come to this point, it would appear as follows. It says in the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, and Daf Yudches Amud Beis, Shloisha B'Tishrei, Shavoy Nera Gedalia Ben Achikam, L'lametcha Sheshkula Misosam Shel Tzadikim, Kesreifas Beis Elokeinu. The Gemara compares the death of Tzadikim to the burning of the Beis HaMikdash. Megillah 16b, Gadol Talmud Torah Yoitzer Me'aselos Nefashis. Talmud Torah is greater than saving lives, because originally Mordechai was ranked fourth, and afterwards, if you look in the pasuk, he's only ranked fifth. So Mordechai went down, because because beforehand he was sitting in Shtagi and learning. And then afterwards he had to be involved in Askanas, in important Askanas, not making light of the Askanim, but he went down a Darga because he wasn't learning anymore. Megillah 3b, Kavod HaTorah de Yochid Chamor. Kavod HaTorah of Yochid is very, very Chamor. So you see this Maila, Ayin Sham the Gemara. There's a whole sugya about Kavod HaTorah and Limud HaTorah. So you see the tremendous chashivas of Talmud Torah. V'lakach avshe b'neis hoya hatzelus nefashos mikol mokom tavro b'tzideho. Nerag Daniel the Targum Achashverosh, Asher Amru Chazal, Sham Gimel Amud Aleph, Iu Odif Minayu de Iu Chazi. So therefore, even though there was a Nais, there was Hatzalus Nefashis, however, Daniel was killed. And Chazal say that Daniel was great because Daniel. It says, Iu Adif Minayo de Iu Chazi. Daniel could actually see. The Gemara says that Daniel was able to perceive a vision that Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi were not able to perceive. So he had the ability to perceive obscure and cryptic visions. And we lost Daniel. He was killed. And now we understand why they didn't accept upon themselves a yomtiv. Because shkula misasim shel tzadikim kisreifas beis elokeinu. And gadol talmud Torah yotze me'atzelus nefashis. So yeah, they had atzelus nefashis here. They had a miracle of atzelus, but they lost this great talmud chacham. They lost Daniel. They lost this tzadik. And that's why they didn't accept upon themselves a yomtiv. Like it says in the Rosh, and the Mordechai brought in the Torah, Or HaChaim raised Tzadi Bezin in the Beis Yosef, that on Shabbos, we say Tzid Kaslo, which is Tzidu Kadin. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu died. V'nogu sholak bo medrash mishum, and that's not a time that there are Korvei Ashir in the Beis Medrash, because Chacham Shabbos, kol Batei Medrashas B'teilim. When Chacham died, we're Mevatel the Batei Medrashas. So now that Daniel died, we have to be, because of Kavod HaTorah of a Yachid, we have to be mevatel the Beis Medrash. We have to be mevatel our learning. So we have on one hand that Gadol Talmud Torah Yotzei Me'atzelus Nefashos. So the Jews were saved and Talmud Torah is greater. Despite the fact that the Jews were saved, Talmud Torah is even greater than Atzelus Nefashos. And we lost that in Talmud Torah because Daniel was killed. So we lost that on Talmud Torah, and that's why the Jewish people weren't Mekam. Why do we lose that on Talmud Torah? Daniel's killed. So not only was the Tzadi killed, which is terrible in the Talmud Chacham, but also because now we're Mevatel our own learning. Because when a Chacham dies, all the Batei Medrashas are Betelim, like we see it so in the Torah and the Beis Yosef. So now that Daniel had been killed, we lost that in our Torah. So that's why they weren't Mekabel Yomtif. They didn't accept it as a yomtiv because we lost out on Torah, and that was a great tragedy. Kol batei medrashas b'teilim. So originally, they didn't realize this. V'aso oso mishteh v'simcha v'yom tov v'lo v'shkichu b'arigas Daniel. Originally, they didn't realize how central Daniel was to their story. So they wanted to make it a Yom Tov. And they also weren't metaken Matanis Levyonim. Then when they were Makabal upon themselves, Maro al-Kocho Magi Aleim, like it says in Esther Perektes, Pasuk Chavav, they realized, why did this whole thing happen? Because they were Nana. And since they were Nana, why were they Nana? Because of the Eitz of Daniel. To take from the Akum. So there, because they were Nana, Daniel was killed. Whereas, oh, because we were Nana, Daniel was killed. We can't accept it as a Yom Tov. because Daniel's killed. And now we have Bittul Beis Medrash. So there's going to be no Yontif. And we also have to be Metaken to Matanis Lev Yoinim. We have to be Metaken Matanis Lev Yoinim because now we're not going to have to run to the Goyim for gifts. We'll give each other. We'll take care of our own. We don't have to run to other to foreigners for to help us out. And also we can add that Rav Yosef says, Galut Talmud Torah Yetzer Me'atzelus Nefashos, and Mordechai now had Bittul Torah, Shapir Shimimenu Tzmiktzah Sanhedrin. Roiv Zaroi. And not Kol Zaroi. Not everybody was happy with Mordechai. Ratzui L'Roiv Echov. Most of them liked him. Not all. Par Shimimenu Miktzah Sanhedrin. They said, you're not learning so much anymore. Now you're a Sarara. Used to be a big Rav, and now you're a Haver Knesset. Now you're in this, you're a congressman. Very nice to be a congressman, but you're helping a lot of people. But Gadol Talmud Torah. So now you're Mevatel Torah. So Taka in the Rif, in the Ein Yankif, he's Tameya. Why doesn't Rav Yosef learn that Gadol Talmud Torah might sell us nefashos from the fact that Ratzu the Rov Echav Lola Kol Echav, that Sanhedrin was angry at him for having and for not learning so much anymore? Why did they learn instead from the pasuk that Mordechai used to be mentioned was mentioned first, fourth in the pasuk, and then fifth? He went down in the rankings. So the answer is that originally maybe it was just the Sanhedrin. Maybe Sanhedrin was Machshav Talmud Torah, but it was his Min HaShemayim they were maskim. But then when you see in the pasuk that Mordechai is then Mordechai is counted fifth. When you see Mordechai went down in the rankings, so then you see that Min HaShemayim, they were also masking. Meikarik siv asher bo im zrubavel yeshua nechemias sraya ralya Mordechai balshin. Vasov siv yam zrubavel yeshua nechemias zaya ramya nechemani Mordechai balshin. So the first he was fourth. He was mentioned after four people, and then the next time he was mentioned after five people. So you see that Min HaShemayim, they were maskim that he had actually gone down. One is a pasuk in Ezra, Perek Beis, pasuk Beis, and the other is Nehemiah, Perek Zayin, pasuk Vav, I think. So the fact that Ratzu the Roi Vecha, we know that Sanhedrin is Machshav Talmud Torah more. How do we know that Hashem is? How do we know Mishmaim asking? Ah, look in the pasuk. And therefore, originally, they thought maybe Atzelus Nefashos is greater, so they made it a Yomtiv. When they saw that in Hashemayim they were masking that Mordechai is now only mentioned after the fifth, he's only ranked sixth, he's not ranked fifth anymore after the fourth. So you see Gadol Talmud Torah. Ah, so from this Nais, there's a big Kalkala of Bittul Torah, that Mordechai can't learn anymore. Therefore, they were mitaken it as a yamtif. So it wasn't mitaken as a yamtif, either because of Daniel, that Daniel was killed in Batul Batim Midrashas and Gadol Misa Sadiq and Kritzer Fesbeis Elakenu, or because Mordechai, there's Bittul Torah to Mordechai. Therefore, they weren't mekabel as a yamtif. Well, the Zecher Zed Ramah writes, it's good to learn a little bit of Torah before you start the Seuda. First, Oira is Torah and then Simcha. Because if we would paskin Vayinu she'ilu haya kaim alan kehagad nigram bittul Torah lo yoisim suda v'simcha. If we would paskin lahalacha, then now bittul Torah was caused, then we wouldn't have made a suda. We wouldn't have made a simcha. L'simcha mazu osa. They were missing out on Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Sam Chelev. But since La Yehudim Haisa Oira, so we pass Kentucky, there was Torah for us. There was added Torah. La Yehudim Haisa Oira, Oira Zu Torah. And therefore we make a Suda. We pass like Rav Yehuda in the Gemara, Oira Zu Torah. V'reinu Omer Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or, Simcha Zeh Yomtev, V'Samachta B'Chagecha. HaTalia. It's not a yamtiv that's aser ba'asiyas malacha, but there is an element of yamtiv here. In other words, it says that they weren't mekabel yamtiv, but you see that or is utaira, and then ner mitzvah v'taira or, and then simcha is yamtiv. Because how about talia? In other words, if there's Torah, then there's yamtiv, and if there's no Torah, there's no yamtiv. So you see, there was a yamtiv because there was Torah. That's the way we pass it. Just a yamtiv without iser asiyas malacha. There was an element of yamtiv here because there was Torah. And according to the other day, I know there was a bittul Torah, so there's no yamtiv. And therefore, the ikkar of these days is obviously to be mekabel upon ourselves to learn. Lilmodu lelamed. We know that the Rebbe Zatzal was so stark in learning. You have to learn. You have to learn every day. A few daf in Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos. It says in the Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf Ches, Gam ki yitnu bagoyim, Pasuk zeh b'loshan Aramis ne'emar, Yitzanu kulu, Ata kapsim v'im ma'at. Meaning the Gemara says that it says, Gam ki yisnu bagoyim ata kapsein v'yachelu me'at mimasa melech v'sarim. Which really means though they have hired lovers among the nations, now I will gather them and they will begin to be diminished by reason of the burden of kings and princes. So Ula said part of the verse is stated in Aramaic. So the word yitnu should be understood in Aramaic, meaning learning. Tanu. Itanu kulu. If all of Israel learns Torah, ata kaptzim, I'll gather them in now. V'ma'at mehem, and if only a few of them learn Torah, they will be excused by the burden. Yachelu mimasa melech v'sarim. They will be excused from the burden imposed by king and princes. And that's what it says in Brachas, Leftalad Amar Aleph, Mekanar Muchachamim, Ruin HaYisrael Le'el Sislam Neis B'Mei Ezra K'derech Shanaslam B'Mei Yoshua Bin Nun El Shikara Machet. We should have been zeichet to a miracle, but we were not because the sin prevented it. What was the sin? So the sin was the Bittul Torah. Because Itanu Kul, if they all would have learned Ata Kaptzim, we would have been all been gathered in. That's the Pasuk in Ezra. Vayolin Kulam B'choyma, like it says in Yuma Daf Tes Amit Beis. If we would have been Oyle B'choyma, we would have been Ebzocha to go into Eretz Yisrael. And that's if we would have been learning Torah. We weren't learning. We had Bittul Torah. And Mela, we weren't Zocha. All we were Zocha was Yacheli Masam Besarim. A break in taxes, but that's not actually going into Eretz Yisrael. And that's why they weren't to make Hapal upon themselves a Yomtiv. Because Akati Avdei HaShverish Anan. It's still the Avodim of HaShverish, Megillah 14a. So Meikara, they thought Lahudim HaYisra'ara Zutaira. V'yayim ken ata kaptzim, so it's going to be now you're going to be gathered in. They made it a yomtiv. Then they saw that the Sanhedrin separated from Mordechai, and there was Bittul Torah. Mordechai Yehudi was Rak Mishneh LeMelech Achashverosh. Ayin Rashi Brachas Shegar Machet V'chol Yimei Malchei Pras Nishtabdu Lahem. We were still Meshubit. We were still Meshubit Achashverosh. We weren't able to learn properly. Therefore, they weren't Mekabel as a Yomtiv. So here we have another Mahalach, they weren't Mekabel as a Yomtiv because we're still Avdei HaShverosh. And there's no reason to have a Yomtiv if we're still Avdei HaShverosh. And therefore, Vayishlof Svarim, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, Rashi and Brachas, 8a. Pada B'Shalom Zesha, Asak, B'Divrei Shalom, Ahainu Torah. L'chsiv V'chol Nesiv Aseh Shalom. So Torah is Shalom, so they sent Vayishlof Svarim, Divrei Shalom. What's Divrei Shalom Torah? What's Emes? Kamita Shal Torah, Megillat HaZayin Amid Beis. Torah says Emes, Avodah Zarah, Daf Dalet Amid Beis. Emes Knei. So therefore, Vayishlach Svarim. Svarim were sent that the Jewish people should be Yosek with Divrei Shalom. Shalom is Torah like we saw in Rashi and Brachas. And Emes is Torah like we saw in Avodah Zarah Daf Dalet. That the Svarim warned them, Jews, you have to learn without learning. Shabbat Naseinu Arabim, Akati Lakayim, Mesimei Apurim, Melo Divrei Etzomis, Vizakosim. We still have to be mekayim these days. We still have tzum. We still have zakosim. We still have Tainus Esther. Akati lo noshanu. We still haven't been completely saved. So you have to be learned Torah for the geula. We need great heavenly mercy to break the yoke of Achashverosh. Beautiful, beautiful letter. Wow. Like $1 million letter. Koy divrei yedidam hadoresh shloimchem shloim toraschem v'toivaschem ken yiratzayin. I think that's the Rosh Tevis. Umetzape l'rachamei Hashem hatoiv ki lo yitosh Hashem amo v'lo yazov nachalato v'yashuv v'yirachamenu v'yasir ol ha'galuyot v'ol ha'goyim me'al tzavarenu v'yolichenu komemiyut le'artzenu ha'mevarchem b'simcha u'v'sason. The Simchat Olam, and he signs his name. No rabbi, just his name. Wow. Okay. Baruch Hashem, B'siyata D'shmaya. We've been zochet till we learn this shtickel. This beautiful, beautiful letter filled with Divrei Torah, with Chidushim, Al Gabei Chidushim. The Rebbe was mamish. Emayon HaMizgaber in Chidushei Torah. Incredible. So, Shreinu Shezachino. And hopefully, next year, I hope to be zochet to see more of these incredible Purim letters. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.